Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He has the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you have to flee. Tell me, who can stand before us? That great name, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
Christ did on me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time,
glory, glory, glory.
Pastor Peter, did you give us the housekeeping suggestion for this afternoon?
Thank God for being able to get in right back into the house of the Lord to worship him. Hallelujah. And other saints of God. I'd like to welcome all of our new listeners. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all of our visitors. Hallelujah. Take out your Bible. Hallelujah. Get them ready. But when the pastor breaks the bread of life, hallelujah, you'll have it ready. Hallelujah. Take out composition notebooks so you can take notes and write down scriptures. Hallelujah. You have a good evening. Hallelujah. Take out your communion element. Hallelujah. It's the meal that you need. Hallelujah. You may even want to stay in proxy for someone that you know needs healing, body, soul, mind. Hallelujah. Spirit. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. And the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can stay in proxy for somebody that's in Germany, in Spain, somewhere else. Hallelujah. And let you know God is the same here. He as he is there. And he can heal. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget to write down family members' names and co-workers and if you have any co-workers, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your neighbor's name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody that you want to put into the atmosphere to pray for, hallelujah. Don't forget to set those alarms. 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting, we had praise and worship every morning, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So set your alarm 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time, hallelujah, so we'll all be able to start on time, hallelujah, 7 a.m., hallelujah, every morning, praise and worship. Oh, hallelujah, what a difference it makes in your day. Hallelujah.
Whew.
I can't stress that enough, y'all. It makes such a difference in your day. Oh, hallelujah. Let God orchestrate today. Submit that day up to him first thing in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, what a difference it makes. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Bible study. We're learning about the 9 different types of prayer. Hallelujah. And Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the second Friday of the month, all of these days will be on your calendars. We are in a new month. Hallelujah. The second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship. We had a wonderful time on this past Friday night, reminding the people of God how to take care of themselves.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Self-care. Hallelujah. You don't take care of yourself. God knows the children can't minister to nobody else.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You need to take care of yourself. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that God will be glorified, and he will bless whatever you are going out there to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And then on Sundays at 3 p.m. is our International Victory Miracle Service. Heard all over the world. Hallelujah. If you're still traveling, hallelujah. If you haven't finished your vacation or whatever, your vacation time, come to sin. Hallelujah. Take God on vacation with you. Hallelujah. Don't leave him out. Hallelujah. And honor God wherever you are. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website and pray for our kingdom partners you see there. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Pull up the ministry's website to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. And keep us in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a new cash app, which is $TPH2023. Hallelujah. And don't forget to also visit the ministry's GoFundMe page. Pull up Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Young people have a fundraiser going on right now, and for a donation of $5, you are able to obtain a bag that has 5 scripture wristbands in it. Hallelujah. And they have been a blessing. Hallelujah. We've been giving them out all over Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Lives are being changed. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for what he is doing in the church. We want you to keep the date of September the 30th, hallelujah, on your calendar to save the date, hallelujah. And that is, we're having Praise in the Park, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. The Cox Horn Park. That's our super Saturday for September.
Yes.
That's this Saturday in September. We're having Praise in the Park at 825 Riverside Drive. That is Country Point Park. Hallelujah. It's the 6th traffic light past Eastport Mall. And make it right down into this community, and it ends up in a park, a beautiful park. Hallelujah. And we're going to have praise and worship, fun, food, playing games, and fishing. You don't have to have a license to fish there. Hallelujah. But you must bring your own bait and your own rod and reel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we would like for you to call to register so we'll know how many people we need to have food for. We want to be having to have enough to cover you. Hallelujah. So please dial 410-444-5152 or get word to LDQB. Let us know, hey, I'm bringing me and 5 others, me and 10 others. Hallelujah. Call. That's why we need you to register. And for a fee of $5 per person or a free will offering. Hallelujah. Don't not come because you don't have anything you're unable to pay. Please come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will be a blessing to be able to fellowship with the saints of God, to be able to fish and throw balls, have fun with the people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for on the first and second, we don't want you to forget, the first and second Sunday of the month, we had the Pilot House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner of yours truly. And on the third Sunday, we have the Birthday Corner with Sister Angie. Hallelujah. Blessing the birthdays, giving the people in the congregation a birthday card and gift. Hallelujah. Honoring their lives. And on also the first, second, and third Sunday, we have Good News Youth Club,
yes,
where the children are being taught the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
The children are being taught the Word of God. You send them to public school, why not send them to the house of God? Hallelujah. We got to have some balance, and our children need Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And LBQB is teaching them about the Lord. On that fourth Sunday, we also have a visiting minister comes in, and the young people, the visiting minister for September is Pastor Theodis Lee. Hallelujah. But during that service, the children are able to share with us what they've been taught in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. And they even share a gift with us with the Word of God on it. Hallelujah. We thank God for the children having a space in the service. Hallelujah. After that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. We have a sit-down dinner. Hallelujah. Free of charge. Hallelujah to you. Come out and just chill with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Sit around the table. If you aren't able to stay, we'll pack it for you to go. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get your shouting shoes ready.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful dining hall.
Yes.
And beautiful classrooms.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And beautiful offices.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we thank God for all that He is doing and done and going to do. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God even for the homeless ministry, the shower station in Northeast, South, and West for the homeless. Hallelujah. We thank God for adding on to the church through the homeless ministry. We thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. We thank God for all that He's done. And please keep Dr. Helene Russell in your prayers and she and her team doing a wonderful work for the Lord. Hallelujah. In Uganda, when you come to church, don't forget to bring your pennies or loose change. You see a penny on the ground, pick it up. Bring it here and drop it in the jar. Hallelujah. We are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell and the mighty works He's doing in Uganda. We thank God for everything and all of you.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for our postal partners. Hallelujah. Everyone
Hallelujah.
That sends a gift through the our post office box, which is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, and the Cash App,
Hallelujah.
Which is TPH, with $ TPH, 2023. We are sending you and giving you a thank you gift. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just
want to add
a couple of things. The praise in the park, it would be a blessing if you donated $5 per person. But if you only had one penny per person, it's still okay to feed your altar. We deal with seed, y'all.
Amen.
And this is good ground.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
So don't call us, I don't have $5. Do you have a penny? If you don't have a penny, go outside and look on the ground and
Amen.
See one out there. But you're going to get a meal. You're going to get a recording artist singing, and you're going to be playing games, praising worship in the park, praising Almighty God. It's going to be fishing. And the only thing they don't allow is for you to jump over in the water and catch fish that way. You got to have a rod, a reel, and some bait. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You're going to be giveaways.
Thank you.
I can't say door prizes. It's going to be prizes. It's going to be things given away to you. So come and join us. Have a wonderful time in the Lord. Saturday, September the 30th.
Correct.
That's God. And you call it Super Saturday. Why I call it Super Saturday? Because it's the fifth Saturday. Every month don't have a fifth Saturday. Super Saturday, okay, from 12 noon to 5 p.m.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Join us, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to have a time.
Yes.
Amen.
Sometimes we have to go. I know we church, we church for born and raised in the church. But sometimes we have to go and let our hair down.
Amen.
And the hair we can't let down, we take off. Hallelujah. And we thank God for adding signs, wonders, miracles and blessings.
Amen.
To the suggestion.
Yes, thank you.
Housekeeping suggestion this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to thank you and Radio Land and those that are here that have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them. And that God loves them too. All those that are in this crusade with the same man.
Amen.
All right. Now you can tell 1,000 people a day, but at least one, okay?
Amen.
And it comes to underscore our effort to do that. I want you to get out of your seat as we play this selection and greet everybody. At the very least, with a fist bump, and tell them you love them with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on now, get out of your seat now.
Hallelujah.
Go around and tell somebody you love them with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Love you too.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
God bless you. Love you.
I love you. Love you. God bless you. Love you.
Hallelujah.
I can see you, the glory of me. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. As I love you with the love of the Lord.
May God help us all.
With the love of the Lord, yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see you, the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Blessings of God be in your family, on your children. May the Lord protect and keep them. Protect them from the evil.
Understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
So who's taking you there?
activity now. You got to do the thing. Not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Modeling now. You've got to find somebody who's doing what you want to do and follow them as they follow Christ. Say, hey, my brother, what's your case in teaching knowledge? You've got to duplicate yourself. And God has decreed and declared, that's what I'm doing with you. Though we're small in number, hundreds of thousands of people will be blessed because of you.
Yeah.
Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you. You will be placed in arenas and platforms that literally will minister to hundreds of thousands of people. You must be prepared. You cannot make God look bad by not having what we're teaching. I share that with you. As best as you can, don't miss a service. As best as you can, don't miss a Wednesday or a Bible study. Don't miss morning worship as best as you can, because we're preparing you to walk in a stadium, and demons run out of the gate, and thousands of people cry out, what must I do to be saved?
Amen. Thank you, God.
We're preparing you that when you walk into an auditorium and you open your mouth and just say, Jesus is Lord. Healings will take place all over the place. Even up in the balcony, even folks just coming through the front door, and you just said, Jesus is Lord. Because of the anointing that God is saturating you with in this place.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it unto you today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. What else they want to say? Give the Lord a hand clap.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, I need you to look at the congregation right now and see the first hand. Don't shout it out, but the first hand that goes up. What's the name of this church?
Elder
Kirby. Elder Kirby. The name of this church.
Renewing your mind. Okay. Renewing your mind
international. Okay. Anybody else? Just see a second hand. Andy, go ahead.
Renewing your mind ministry international.
Anybody else?
Anybody? Sister, Prophet Cynthia.
The Potter's House, renewing your mind, international
dandy. She almost got it. She slipped that word. All right. Let's put the hands down again. Okay. Hey, okay, who knows the name of this church?
I do.
Am I in the room? Yes, Pastor Peaches.
Oh, wait a minute.
Somebody else put the hand up.
The Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International Inc.
She put international before ministry. You come up here. Who's that, Popular Cynthia?
Yeah.
Come on, you come and get it anyway. But you did put ministry.
Right, he had the word slipped around.
He had it slipped around. Go ahead. Come on, Pastor Peaches.
Keep lifting.
Amen.
Let's help it in the house.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Potter's House. Take a deep breath. The Potter's House. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. And you can do the ink or not. See, it don't matter. The ink, it's all right. That means incorporated. The Potter's House. Renewing Your Mind. Yeah, but you said international ministry.
Right.
That's what you said. But it's okay. Because you got the reward for it anyhow. You had all the words. One was just flip-flop. Is that okay? Well, two was flip-flop. You said international before ministry. But that's okay. Because you still got a reward. Because you knew more than most of everybody else.
Hallelujah.
If y'all going to get blessed, y'all need to know at least where you're coming from.
Amen.
I would be embarrassed if somebody asked, what church you going to do? Now, you can say the Potter's House and leave it at that. That's nice. But the full name, well, what's the full name of your church? The Potter's House, take a deep breath, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Yeah, you don't have to do the ink. You can. You don't have to. That's icing on the cake because we are incorporated. We are 501c3. But, you know, it's okay. I need y'all to know that. Now we've added a second scripture. You know, the biblical foundation is Jeremiah, 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. What's the other scripture? Anybody know? Look and see who can't go off first.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through
3. Okay. Okay. Let's give you another chance. Go ahead and say it again.
Romans chapter 12, 1 through 2.
No. It's good, though. You added one. I didn't stop with one. 12 and 2.
Amen.
So we say this every service now.
Amen.
Every morning, we say it. Y'all, listen. Don't have me doing stuff that y'all ain't paying no attention.
Amen.
I want you to look around. Who has the Bible with them today? Okay, got two hands set. Who went up there first? Okay, we got two. Okay. What version of the Bible do you have?
I have King James Version.
Your Bible? You have a Bible or on your cell phone?
I have a Bible. It's in my bag.
It's in your bag.
Yep.
Who has a Bible that's out? Anybody got a Bible that's out?
Okay. The King James Version Bible.
Is it the King James Version Bible?
Yes.
But yours is in your bag. It's suddenly a thing. See, y'all just seen a miracle. It is a miracle. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Why am I doing this? So y'all can understand what's real, what's necessary.
Amen.
When I say the Bible, there are a lot of versions. If I wanted that, who has the Amplified Bible? Amplified version. I would say that.
I had one.
Who's that?
Prophet.
You go, girl. Excuse me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I just say the Bible, I'm talking about the King James Version.
Amen.
Bible. And you folks out there in radio land that have been paying attention to some of the services, you know why. Because as far as I know, nobody died for the Amplified Bible.
Amen.
Hundreds of people died for the King James Version Bible. They were burnt at the stake. They were hung. A lot of things were done to them.
Amen.
Every page of that Bible is written in the blood of martyrs.
Yes.
When I say Bible, I'm talking about King James Version Bible.
Amen.
If I want another version, I will say, anybody got the Message Bible?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank God.
Thank you.
So let me back up here. I don't know, so many people have their Bibles out. Okay. Okay. Pastor Peters, I want you to look around again.
Yeah.
Who has composition notebook? Raise it up in the air.
Julie, the first one raised her hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Julie raised
the book. She raised, I told her to raise it up in the air. Come here, Sister Julie. Evangelist Julie. Come here. Now. Who has an ink pen?
I have an ink pen.
And you have your composition notebook too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Who raised the ink pen first? Who did that? Evangelist Julie, you got to come right up here. This is your exercise for today.
Hallelujah.
And I have a word for you, but it's going to be after service. So don't leave before you see me, okay? Hallelujah. You say, what is this man doing? I'm preparing leaders.
Hallelujah.
I ain't messing around up in here. I'm not playing games. We ain't playing tricks. We ain't coming to be entertained. Ain't no entertaining going on up in here. Everybody that needs a composition notebook that haven't been given one, raise your hand. You need a composition. You up in here? You need a composition notebook. It's on the table at the house. Lord Jesus, forgive them, O Lord, for they know not what they do. The minute I felt this blood coming out of the palms of my hand.
Lord,
help us today. We've been blessed with some Holy Ghost filled folks came up in here.
Amen.
I knew this was a special day for some reason.
Hallelujah.
God was here when they came, but the anointing increased.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth?
Amen.
The anointing just increased 10,000, 100-fold.
Thank you. Put on
your first time. Thank you. Look, Deacon AJ,
yes, sir.
Can you get a composition notebook and an ink pen for Pastor Maxine? She could have two composition notebooks. Now, Pastor Tilda, do you have a composition notebook?
No.
I'll bring two and two ink pens. Is that okay?
Okay.
And if you don't have them, go to the store and get it. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. No, next week. I'm sorry. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord have mercy. Two and two. You know, y'all don't understand what's going on. You are leaders. All of you are leaders.
Amen.
And God is getting ready to promote all of you.
Yes.
But I'll touch that kid now,
Mo.
He's working on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the three of you out here, you keep talking about your memory. Proverbs 10 says the memory of the just is blessed.
Amen.
You heard?
Amen.
Instead of saying, oh, my memory, oh, Lord, my memory. No, you said the memory of the just is blessed.
Amen.
Right. It's time to speak the word only.
Right. Amen.
Don't be speak defeat. Speak the blessing of the Lord.
Yes.
The solution, the memory of the memory of the just is blessed. That's the solution to any memory loss. Oh, my goodness. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
the Lord be thank you. My time is up. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Every first and second Sunday, we have the pastor's corner with pastor, teacher, spirit. So I present to you none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, a quintessential paradigm, a feminine, new vow, new reincarnate, Pastor Peaches.
Yes. Yes.
Let's say amen.
Amen.
Let's say amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank God for this opportunity. And today I'm yielding this time over to Prophet Cynthia to honor our grandparents. Today is Grandparents Day.
Yay!
Hallelujah. Thank God for grandparents.
Yeah, amen.
How many in here ready to praise the Lord?
Hallelujah.
I think we're all grandparents in here, except for the little ones back there. And
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But we're going to praise God with everything in our body. We're going to lift his name on high and do whatever you say. Because I'm here to praise the Lord. I don't know about y'all.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
We're here to honor all the grandmothers, the grandfathers.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, no, no.
Okay. Well, I sing a couple of songs. Okay, I don't even know what I want to sing. This is today. Okay.
This is today. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice
grandmothers have to cook the grandkids grandmother. Grandparents, I'll say grandparents.
Yes.
Grandparents have to do the things that the mothers should be doing. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Yes, we have to pick up for the children and the other children that's supposed to be picking up for the grandchildren.
Yes.
The grandparents, they play, they wear many hats.
Amen.
Us grandparents wear many, 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 many hats.
Amen.
But we are all honored to have grandchildren because they are such a blessing.
Yes.
They really are a blessing. And they're people too, and so we had to listen to them as well. They say some important things sometimes.
Yes.
But
hallelujah.
We gonna keep on keeping on with the service. I'm ready to praise God. I don't know about y'all.
Hallelujah.
I have a presentation for all the grandparents.
Hallelujah.
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 God for the opportunity to even be a grandmother. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I told my children years ago, before I became a grandmother, I said, God's going to bless me with a husband. I said, so, y'all can't tell your children off. I'm not going to be that kind of grandma. Oh, and I thank God, and they never happened. They never did. See, you have to train them up. Let them know what the rules are.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And right now, we have a presentation. We have a special something, and Elder Kibi is coming. Hallelujah. And be praying for her as she comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Jesus is Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I just pray to thank God for being part of the Potter's House. Renewing Your Mind Ministry International.
Amen.
I am so excited. Because I come to church on Sunday to the services.
Yes.
I come to Tuesday night services at 7 o'clock.
Amen.
I listen to the broadcast and take notes on Wednesday.
Amen.
I, second Friday of the month,
Amen.
I have the privilege of being on the Women's Fellowship Board with First Lady and Minister Maxine.
Amen.
Lee, and myself,
Amen.
And we have
Amen.
A glorious
Amen.
So in all of that, it's something that impressed me. Because I work with the Good News Youth Club, I found a lacrosse stick that goes with Bible. Because the children already sing the song, B-I-B-L-E. But I heard something that stuck with me.
Uh-huh.
And B is for basic. I is for instruction. B is for before, and L is for leaving, and E is for earth. When you put it together, it says basic instruction before leaving earth.
It
all found in the B-I-B-L-E. Sing that one time. The
B-I-B-L-E.
And I'm going to sit down in just a second, but I have one more piece of information that I need to share with you. Today is, we're going to be celebrating our pastor's birthday! Judy don't sing, but you want to help me sing, right? All right.
Happy birthday, Leah. Happy birthday, Leah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Leah. Happy birthday, Leah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Leah. Happy birthday, Leah. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday,
hallelujah,
happy birthday to you, and many more.
Praise the Lord,
hallelujah,
Jesus is Lord,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
praise the Lord,
thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah,
and because we know today it's not your birthday, but we're going to recognize you today because everybody here, okay?
Amen.
So we're just going to
give you a few little things to chuckle at, just a few. And where you're sitting, over your head, it says, let's read it.
Happy birthday, Dr. E.C. Bird.
One day you're going to read it for yourself. Happy birthday. Thank you. So we're going to begin our little love walk with you, okay? And the first thing we're going to have, on this day, many, many years ago, all through time, there were things that were going on in life, events. So we have Brother Jerry, who's going to come and share with us some of the events that were going on when your mama was having you.
Praise
the Lord.
When you were a little boy.
Be nice, man.
Be nice, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right.
Elder Bird, Bishop Bird.
Hallelujah.
Dr. E.T. Bird. We all appreciate him.
Praise
and
God.
All of the everything that comes with it. He's a wonderful man of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we really love him and appreciate him.
Amen.
So today we just help celebrate his birthday as well as the other things that happened in important event in 1945. That's your birthday. Here's the birthday, right? Okay. All right. So in 1945, war in Europe ends the May 7th. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in 1945. The USS was sunk by the Japanese submarine. Yeah. There was Adolf Hitler and his wife of one day, Eva Braun, committed suicide.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anything good?
We're getting to that. The nuclear bomb dropped on Hiroshima. And Nagasaki.
All right.
Amen. And we're going through this, some of this, because we know that Brother Bird is a historian.
Yes.
So these are some of the major events that happened along with his birth in 1945.
Yes.
Japanese surrendered on August the 14th. The German camp was liberated. Concentration camp was liberated in 1945 as well. Germany is divided between the Allied occupation forces, the World War II ended.
Yes.
And that ends my list.
Hallelujah.
Yes. World War II ended in 1945, and then Bishop E.T. Bird went home.
Woo!
Top it all.
Right. Now I had to learn to do this because I'm not 16, I'm 17, but I heard the kids do wax. So I said, let me try to put a little wax together.
All right. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
I knew y'all were in the house. I was just checking.
Hallelujah.
All right. Roll with me.
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Bird has a... Let me start over again. Hold on. All I know is Jesus to me, okay?
Yeah.
Dr. Bird is a good, godly man. He teaches the Bible and God's holy plan. Learning history facts are his best pastime, and eating steak is always on his mind. Singing to his cat helps keep his voice trained, while creating new jokes sharpens up his brain. Now, not just a mere devoted man of God, he hangs out with Jesus like two boys on a farm. A big-hearted guy who oozes out with great love, who believes in the Lord and his word from above. Praise the Lord. That was a little rat machine. We're trying to get that.
Hallelujah.
And at this time, we're going to have a little bit more fun. You ever saw the program, I'm dating myself, it was called This Is Your Life?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we're going to do a little drama of This Is Your Life.
All right?
The first thing of Dr. Bird was he was born. And many times he has told us that he was 15 pounds. As they say, he was a big boy. So with y'all, that's the same.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bird. Can you waddle back to your seat? And then...
Hallelujah.
Hold on a second. Stay quiet.
That thing going from my man to God. I used to call him my hunker man.
Hallelujah.
My hunker man. Thank God. Hallelujah. Earl T. Byrd was born to Margaret Virginia Dickinson on September 14th, 1945, in Baltimore City. Hallelujah. And later on in life, he married Willie Mae Curtis, May 18th, 1996, and died for Church of God in Christ. Hallelujah. I am reading from, this is from one of his, I believe this is in one of his books. Earl Thomas Byrd was born in Baltimore, Maryland. He retired from teaching and working for the state of Maryland and presently lives here with his wife. He has received several degrees in the field of history and has cultivated a great fondness for this subject since he was a young child. His predilection for topics of the past continues even after he became legally blind in 2008. Dr. Byrd's advocacy for the visually challenged is displayed in his being a founding member of the planning committee of the Senior Support Group of the Blind Industries and Services of Maryland, and he has been quoted in statewide and national magazines for his reported creed, "I am living with new vision. I know I am no longer moved by what I see because I cannot see much. However, I am moved by the level of vision inside of me, and that vision is great." Hallelujah. Earl Thomas Byrd was born in Baltimore, Maryland, September 14th, the youngest of three children of Walter and Margaret Byrd. The genesis and cultivation of his love for history was a result of his mother's constant family excursions to numerous museums and other historical sites when he was a young child. She would take him and his siblings to such places as the Walter's Art Gallery, the Baltimore Museum of Art, and the old city of Acme, Virginia, and the Gettysburg Field in Pennsylvania. Earl Thomas Byrd's education included the Baltimore City Public School System, Morgan State University, the Eastern Shore School of Nursing, the PSI Institute, and the Family Bible Seminary East, the Baltimore School of the Blind, and the continuing education program of the University of Georgia at Athens, the University of Maryland, and the Baltimore City Community College. He has received the governor's citation for community work along with receiving numerous diplomas, certificates, and awards. He also has received a bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in history-related fields. While an undergraduate student, Dr. Byrd was selected for an academic collegiate All-American scholar and was inducted into the Psi Alpha Theta National Honor Society in history and was a former member of the Pikesville JCs. He was the first president of the Orangeville Toastmasters Club and was an organizer of the National Association of Community Federal Credit Unions, formed in Washington, D.C. in 1975. Dr. Byrd has had two nonfiction papers published, A Short History of Mount Winans and Afrocentric Footprints from Genesis to Revelation. Dr. Byrd has also had his first novel published, The Secret Nightlife of a Superhero, in 2017. This work was Dr. Byrd's first excursion into the arena of historical fiction and the first completed work since he became legally blind in 2008. He was the assistant pastor of several churches, including the Harvest Time Christian Center, and pastor of two others, the Maranatha Church of God in Christ and the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. The latter is a unique one because at one time it was a church without walls and it ministered to the homeless and the unchurched. The fellowship creed is, where the broken are made whole by God, Presently, Dr. Bird is still pastor and is also organizational prelate of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. He has formerly hosted three radio programs entitled From Pressure to Prosperity, From Stress to Success, and Renewing Your Mind Ministry Talk Show, which were aired on two different stations during one station and weekly on another. Mr. Bird managed a federal credit union, owns the Ecclesia Construction Company, a legal consulting firm, and has also worked in nursing on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Furthermore, he has taught history in a secondary school and history and business management in a private college. He retired from the state of Maryland Human Resources as a manager in 2002. After over 25 years of government services in Maryland. Since then, he has published another book in addition, which is called The Reckoning of a Superhero, and there's a third one that he's getting ready to publish. Hallelujah. That's my man. And if there's anyone, all presentations, please bring them now. Hallelujah. And can we have the basket right there? Hallelujah. You're sowing into good seed. Hallelujah. When you bless the man of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. God will bless you with that. Hallelujah. 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 There's an offering. There's a basket right there. And all that has presentation and gifts, you come and present them. Hallelujah. Your hands up, y'all.
Praise the Lord. We're so happy to be able to be here to celebrate in our space, a man of God who lives what he believes each and every day. And strongly encourages you to do the same.
Amen.
To the word of God, the love book from heaven to earth. So today we just want to give you a few tokens to let you know that we love you. Because love is a what? Action word. So we're going to act like we love them today, okay? And from the Good News Youth Club, they have presents and gifts to give pastor. Anything you want to say to him, you free to say so now. Can't hear you.
I love you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you so much. Well, thank you.
And here's a gift from Al. And here's a gift from Al Good News Youth Club. May it bless you and know that it's been prayed over, and we expect you to get about your chair and dance, dance, dance for the Lord. It's on the way.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else would like to come up? Give cards, the words of love, affirmation. Praise the Lord.
Pastor Deacon AJ, I just wanted to say thank you for who you are and what you are in our life. Thank you for being my pastor. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your laugh. I didn't say that to you. That's one thing that
make it be a number here. I have a good sense of humor myself. I have a good sense of humor myself. I don't want to be a member of a dead church. I don't. I mean, it's good to be at a place where, you know, the word is spoken. But I want to be a member of a place where I can also have fun in the word. Because that helps me stay awake. I'm going to tell the truth. Because I've been in a church where they preach the word, but I'm going to be back asleep. You know, so I can sleep upstairs. I can sleep home. I mean, I can sleep wherever. You know, so I just thank you. I thank you for you. You know, and, but I thank you because I'm learning. And I thank you for when I came here, you helped me to move on. I never thought I would be deacon anybody. I just thought I would be that usher in the back at the door, and I was comfortable with just being there. But you say deacon, hey, I was like, deacon, ooh. But I just thank you for, you know, getting up and giving me that next step and trusting me with that. And letting me know that I can become something else. Right. You know.
Thank you.
So, and I thank God for that. That made me look at myself. And let me know that, wow, somebody sees something else, they may decide that's an usher. You know, so, and I thank God for that. Did he say 2 minutes? I missed that because I probably was getting stuff for people. I was running my other job. Yeah, I just thank God for that. So he is your friend. And I missed that one.
Sorry, y'all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
church say amen.
Amen.
Let
hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God.
Thank
God
for
the man of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you. Now, y'all were supposed to get me speechless after the lesson, not before the lesson.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, this was a surprise.
Amen.
Thank you. I love all of you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to know.
Thank you.
I thank God for you. Thank God for your words and your gifts and your prayers.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you,
yes.
God blesses me, allows me to function because of your prayers.
Thank you, Lord.
And your love.
Hallelujah.
And this good woman that God gave me.
You better know it.
Hallelujah. I thank God for
hallelujah.
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 I don't know if y'all have over here that pickle pixie. Is that over here? Okay. That's all right. I still love what she's done for me. That's the kind of program. Inside joke with us. Hallelujah. But thank you so much again. I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Again, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My. You're
welcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After all of that, Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Holy Communion time, Pastor.
Yes. Hallelujah. It's kneel and heal, Krista.
Yes.
They are in need of healing today. You know the name. You know who. And share with you about pain or discomfort or whatever. We know that you know somebody whose back is against the wall.
Hallelujah.
Who needs a tangible manifestation of the presence and prosperity and favor of God.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know
thank
them.
You, Jesus.
Begin to put thank them in your mind as you prepare for this meal.
Yeah. Thank you,
Jesus. Prepare God. For the opportunity to remember the price that Christ paid for us. He did not pay this price because we were so good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He paid the price because we needed to be reconciled with God. And the blood, his blood is value, has done that for us. Oh, she gave it up on something, oh, poor Christ. Our text on today is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the meal that you. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the element. We ask that you bless the Lord and sanctify the element in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name today, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. In the text of the day, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves. We do just that. We examine ourselves through the word of God. Isaiah 53:5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. In the text of the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless be God the Lord. That, hallelujah, glory to God. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which you would say. But also, we thank you, Lord, for your word on today. And that's one thing.
You
put above yourself, Lord. It's your word, Lord. Psalms 138:2 says so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
On the same night, it was the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
Thank you, Jesus.
On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. And he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Brother, don't go shock on us. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, oh God. Don't get my shock on us. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for. from the top of the head to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in. We thank the Lord for two natural creative miracles all over the world today. Even in here today. Matthew 15:26. Deuteronomy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 1 John 3:1-2.
Yes, yes.
2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture." And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. St. Luke. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3 says, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every area, every system of our body.
Yes.
The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system. The urinary system,
yes,
we thank you, Lord, for healing from the top
Hallelujah.
Of the head to the soles of our feet.
Hallelujah.
From inside out and outside in, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
For supernatural healing right
yes.
now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
And likewise on the same night, have I been heard say, K.K. my boss.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, money they both shut. And when he had given
thanks,
he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood.
Hallelujah.
These are my new promises.
Yes.
My new inheritance. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ is already
thank
on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may plead together. Hallelujah. Of course, and be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said.
Yes.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. God, he shall cut it off. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, I thank you, Lord,
thank you,
for your blood today.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past. Past us, future sins, our mistakes, our faux-pas and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel, as we go throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah, that takes my time. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a nullifier, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell of the vaccine. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell of the vaccine. Fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie.
Yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Lord, we thank you. Push that cord out of voice. Because of who we are and whose we are and what we are. We boldly share our family daily confession on today. For both she escaped to give them up. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family. According to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. 2 Kings the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, and let the church say amen.
Amen.
And let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, for Holy Communion.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know what to do right now. Lord, I just have to pray and consider this.
Hallelujah.
Because the alarm went off. It's after 4:30, is that right?
Yes.
Y'all have just discombobulated me. But that's all right.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I think the Lord had his way on today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I praise his name.
Hallelujah.
For you.
Thank you. Amen.
I thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God that every one of you in Radio Land, if you're still on, if you're still on,
hallelujah,
everyone here will call 515-602-9787 on Wednesday. The message that I was going to give today, I'll tell you the title. You've got to listen to this.
Hallelujah.
Loose lips sink ships. The healing word lifts the heart. Hallelujah. Loose lips sink ships, but healing words lift the heart.
Yeah.
Y'all got to get it all over here.
Amen.
Because I think we only had, what, five addresses?
No.
Six?
No.
Oh, come on, man. I know it wasn't like usual. Seven.
It was nine. Eight.
Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
The Lord cause his face to shine upon you as a gracious thing to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and keep you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.